We obviously were going down yesterday to hear more about what they were looking for from Aberdeen City Council in terms of helping with the refugee situation. There were Home Office people there as well as Scottish Government representatives. So it's clear now that they're going to be using the Vulnerable Persons Relocation Scheme as the basis. We will now obviously have to go and look at... We've given a commitment that we want to be part of that. The team at COSLA will now negotiate on behalf of the 32 councils around what's required from each council and also around the financial packages that will be put in place.
So what kind of resources could that see Aberdeen City providing?
Well, what we need to do now is we need to go and look at what we have available, because it's not just about housing, it is about providing support packages. These people will be provided with humanitarian relief for 5 years when they come to the UK, so it's about us making sure that we have that support mechanisms in place prior to them arriving.
What's taken Aberdeen City Council, I suppose, longer to get to this point of committing to this than other councils around?
I think people would accept that it's a sensible approach to make sure that we know exactly what the scheme entails, what will be expected of Aberdeen City Council before we made a firm commitment. Some other councils obviously indicated earlier how many they were prepared to take, but those were councils that are already part of the relocation scheme, so they have those support mechanisms in place, they're aware of the processes, and that enabled them to come forward more quickly than Aberdeen did. But I'm comfortable with the approach that we've taken. We need to make sure that when people do arrive in Aberdeen, that we have those support mechanisms in place to make sure that it's a long-term relocation and integration into Aberdeen society, and I think it was the right approach to take.
Is there any kind of ballpark as to how many people could be in Aberdeen City then?
No, what we've said is we will take our fair share here. It's indicated from UK government they're looking at 20,000 people over the next 5 years. Indications are that Scotland are looking to take 10% of that. We will be looking to obviously give our support and make sure that we are providing the support that will be required for any families that are relocated in the Aberdeen area.